Life is about movement and vitality. Don't let vein disease slow you down. Our cutting-edge procedures are minimally invasive with little to no downtime. Rediscover healthy, beautiful legs that keep up with your life. Regain your confidence and freedom to enjoy every moment. Choose Vein Clinics of Hawaii. Your journey to healthier veins starts here. Aloha, it's Kiana Kayabyab, and here are today's top Hawaii headlines from the editors at the Honolulu Star-Advertiser. Also, mahalo to Long Drugs Hawaii for sponsoring the show. Head on over to your neighborhood Long Drugs for all your shopping needs. Governor Josh Green hopes that the number of people unaccounted for from the Lahaina fire will drop to double digits. There are currently 388 people listed as unaccounted for. Green appeared on CNN to discuss the list of people who are still missing. Green says that the number will fall below 50 names when a new list comes out on Friday. So far, the number of people who died in the nation's deadliest wildfire in over a century has plateaued this week at 115. A red flag warning for the leeward sides of the Hawaiian Islands is still in effect until 6 this evening. The National Weather Service on Wednesday issued the red flag warning. It marked the first warning since the deadly Lahaina fire over 3 weeks ago. The alert was prompted by dry vegetation, strong and gusty trade winds, and low humidity. Forecasters say that winds will not be comparable in strength to the August 8th downslope windstorm on Maui that helped to drive the flames that destroyed historic Lahaina town. At least 115 people have been confirmed dead. Go to staradvertiser.com for the latest weather update. Former President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty today in the Georgia election subversion case. Trump sought to sever his case from other defendants accused along with him of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump's decision today to waive arraignment means he won't have to show up for the hearing at Fulton County Superior Court set for early September. Trump's attorney also sought to separate his case from others who are seeking a speedy trial. The attorney says giving Trump less than 2 months to prepare defense against a 98-page indictment would violate his constitutional rights. A former leader of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Zachary Rell was sentenced for spearheading the U.S. Capitol attack in an attempt to keep Donald Trump in power after the Republican lost the 2020 presidential election. Rell was a Proud Boys chapter leader from Philadelphia. Prosecutors say he helped lead group members and associates on January 6, 2021, before they joined the mob's assault on the U.S. Capitol. The judge also sentenced Proud Boys organizer Joseph Biggs to 17 years in prison. Defense attorneys say prosecutors unfairly hold their clients responsible for the violent actions of other Trump supporters. Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced the creation of a new fund and have committed $10 million to make direct payments to Maui residents affected by the wildfires. The People's Fund of Maui will give $1,200 a month to adults who are not able to return to their primary residences because of the recent wildfires. That includes people who owned and rented their homes. The fund will also seek financial donations to extend the time it can provide the support. To qualify, applicants must show a government ID and a utility bill in their name for a lost or uninhabitable residence. For more details and more Maui Fires content, go to staradvertiser.com/Maui Fires. For more on these stories and all the latest headlines, subscribe to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Visit Hawaii's top source for breaking news online at staradvertiser.com and download the Star Advertiser mobile app. Mahalo, have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Call us at 808-585-2955 or visit our website at veinclinicsofhawaii.com to schedule your consultation.